Karuna meditation, cultivation of compassion and the practice of breathing through. So let's begin. I invite you to find a comfortable sitting position, be it on a chair or on a cushion on the ground, perhaps even lying down if that feels right for you right now. Taking a moment to make any adjustments that we feel may help us to be free from pain and discomfort, a position in which we can find ease and relaxation. I invite you to bring your attention to your intention for this practice, setting aside for this time distractions in the form of thoughts of the past or the future, regrets or anxieties. Coming back wholly to the present moment, to the here and now. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Coming into contact with a sense of grounding, of support from the earth beneath us. Allowing on that base for the spine to grow tall and supple with its natural curves. Finding space for the breath in the belly and the chest, allowing the shoulders to relax down and back. Opening in the heart space, relaxing the muscles of the face and jaw, perhaps gently closing the eyes. Recalling awareness back into the body, back to the flow of the in-breath, the touch of cool air on the nostrils and the upper lip, the movement of air in the throat, the expansion of the lungs and the chest, the rise of the belly. Aware of sensations in the body of the out-breath, the falling of the belly, relaxing of the chest as the lungs empty in the warmth of the flow of air over the nostrils and upper lip. Breathing in, aware of the in-breath, just as it is. Long or short, deep or shallow. Maintaining awareness throughout the whole duration of the in-breath, without needing to change it in any way. Breathing out, aware of the out-breath, just as it is. Fast or slow, deep or shallow, rough or smooth. Maintaining awareness throughout the whole duration of the out-breath, beginning, middle, and end, just as it is, without need to change it in any way. Attending to sensations of breath in the body, letting go of tensions and distractions. Aware of sensations of the breath in the body, just as we find them. Tracking these sensations, remembering that this basic awareness of the breath in the body is our anchor, our ground. It is our life raft. And if at any time during this practice, or indeed in daily life, we feel that conditions become stormy, we begin to feel overwhelmed, as if losing our footing, we know that we can come back to this most simple touchstone, the sensations of the breath in the body, They do not add to the story. They simply bring us back to the here and now. Aware of the in-breath and out-breath, relaxing the body, calming the mind. Breathing in, noticing that there is no need to consciously decide to breathe. The breath is a response that comes from deep in every tissue, in every cell, a response to the call of life. As the lungs fill with fresh, life-giving air, infusing the bloodstream and then every cell, every tissue, every organ with oxygen, a gift from the trees, from the biosphere. Becoming aware of this connection, this invisible exchange of being breathed by life. Breathing out. Noticing that the out-breath happens without conscious decision. Aware of the sensations of the out-breath, the warmth as it flushes away stale air, carbon dioxide from the bloodstream, refreshing every cell, tissue, organ. Gifting back to the trees and the biosphere, connecting us intimately into this vast web. Relaxing the whole body, letting go of distractions in the mind. Breathing in, aware of sensations of the in-breath. I invite you now to gently guide your awareness down into the heart space, becoming aware of sensations there in the region of the heart, just as we find them. Spaciousness or density, warmth or coolness, any sensations we find. Linking these sensations with our experience of the breath, breathing with the heart. Feeling this connection to the web of life. Breathing through the heart. And breathing out, aware of sensations there, just as we find them. Vibration or tingling, expansion or contraction. Perhaps not yet aware of any distinct sensation that we can name, but trusting nonetheless that what we feel here and now is true for us, for our heart. Breathing through the heart, aware of sensation, of connection, of being breathed. Guided by in-breath and out-breath, attending to sensations in the heart space. Allowing this awareness of connection of the web of relationship in which we are embedded to become clear and vivid. Perhaps becoming aware of subtle changes in the heart space, perhaps an opening, a warmth. The natural capacity of the heart to feel with all those countless other beings with whom we are so intimately connected. Human, other than human, large and small, seen and unseen, near and far. All of them being breathed. With this in-breath, the connection flows in unhindered. With the out-breath, it flows back out, cycling, cycling, unhindered, connecting us to this great web of life, its enormous capacity to hold, to heal. And on the ground of this awareness of connection, breathing through the heart, the practice now invites us to explore the possibility of turning our attention towards more challenging experiences, towards the shadow side of our feelings and emotions. Remembering that we have our ground and anchor in the breath and body, and we can return to it at any time. Breathing in, I invite you now to give rise to an image in the mind of a being who suffers, one who experiences difficulty, pain, hardship, separation, anxiety or fear. Perhaps it's taking the form of a recollection of a dear one, something in our own experience, perhaps something we're aware of happening in the world, perhaps human or other than human. If this practice is new for us, we might choose something relatively low on the scale, which we find less triggering, slowly building our capacity before we invite in stronger images. We might just choose one, several may arise in the mind. We can explore these to find those that are clear, to which we feel a response. Breathing through the heart and feeling with. Guided by the in-breath and out-breath, aware of these images as they arise and aware of feelings as they begin to arise in our own body, in empathy, in response. Aware of these feelings just as they are, tracking them in the heart space, perhaps as density or heaviness, expansion or contraction. Perhaps becoming aware of an instinct to shut out these feelings and images, but trusting now in the wisdom of our open heart that we can let them in, we can breathe them through. Attending to sensations in the heart space, relaxing the body, breathing through. Breathing in, we can imagine these feelings emanating from that image in the form of dark smoke or granules. We can visualize that riding on the ribbon of the breath down into the heart space, aware of sensations as they arise there without needing to hold on to them, without needing to add to the story. And breathing out, allowing that same dark smoke to flow back out through the heart space. Imagine it riding on the out-breath back out into the web of life to be absorbed, recycled, transformed. Just as carbon dioxide is absorbed and transformed into nectar by the trees in the forest. Breathing it out, breathing it through. Relaxing the body. Anchored in sensation. Guided by the in-breath and out-breath, continuing to attend to sensations in the body, in the heart space. Aware also that images may not be coming clearly, that we may have an impression of blankness, or that feelings may not be clear. There may be a sense of numbness. Staying with that awareness and breathing that through too, acknowledging it as part of your truth, here and now. As valid as any other experience. Perhaps experiencing images surfacing in the mind that are of a personal nature, perhaps related to our own stories of regret, of suffering, of failure, feelings of personal sadness or grief, and loss, breathing these through too, out through the heart space, back into the web of life, acknowledging that this too is a valid experience, here and now, a dimension of our truth in the world at this time. Perhaps becoming aware of discomfort or painful sensations in the heart, as if the heart would break. And breathing out, breathing this through too, remembering that our heart is not something that can really break in this way. And as Joanna Macy shares, the heart that breaks open can hold the whole universe. Your heart is that big. Guided by in-breath and out-breath, resting in the awareness of sensation in the heart space, of connection, of inflow and outflow, breathing through. And as we bring our practice to its natural conclusion, we can remember that this practice is something we can return to when we're faced with painful emotions during practices such as the Truth Mandala or Open Sentences. Also in our daily life, we might be reading the news or listening to a painful story from a friend. And instead of shutting down, if we choose, we can drop our defenses and allow it to flow through us. We might find this is a beautiful and a freeing practice. And as we become more familiar with it, we might find that it brings a special gift in that we can respond to these difficult situations differently, not reacting from habit or compulsion, but responding naturally, responding from the heart. Remembering that in this way, Joanna Macy shares that breathing through is not in lieu of action, but it is in preparation for action. And further, that it's something that opens us up to breathing through the beauty and the power that we see in things. We can breathe that through to knowing that it can enrich our lives, and that it is to know through the breath how constantly we are connected to all beings, how intricately we belong with each other, this living, breathing web of life.